as the member states said in the 2030 agenda, this is a decision of a great historic significance. It is a agenda, it is a charter for the people and for planet in the 21st century. I think that once the agenda is implemented in the next 15 years, it will have a profound impact on the specific operation of the United Nations and its system. And first, the goals and targets are really integrated and cross-cutting. So that calls for the United Nations and the system, funds and programs to work together. And secondly, we need to help the member states at the national level how to streamline the relevant goals and targets into the national strategic plans.
And of course, the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, follow the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals, which resulted in amazing global progress in areas such as early childhood education, infant mortality, and poverty. How will the SDGs move action forward?
Well, at the very beginning, when the member states start discussing the future Sustainable Development Goals, and there was uncertainty whether the unfinished business of MDGs will be forgotten. In particular, the unfinished work for eradication of extreme poverty. It turned out very soon, at the very beginning of discussions, the member states believe that one of the cornerstones for the future sustainable development agenda is the continued efforts in eradication of extreme poverty. That is the strong pillar for the future sustainable development agenda.
Of course, there were 8 MDGs and we have 17 SDGs, twice as many. Are there any that you are particularly, not attached to, but are, that you are particularly excited about?
It's rather difficult to single out one of the goals or several goals, because these goals and targets are interrelated, as I said before, and they are cross-cutting. Take the water-related target, for example. It is not only providing water for human survival, it also has something to do with sanitation. It also has something to do with irrigation of the agricultural production. It has a lot to do with climate change. It also has a lot to do with the people's daily life. So all these things are cross-cutting.
And Mr. Wu, of course, we had 15 years to reach the MDGs, and we have the same amount of time to reach the SDGs, 15 years, but twice as many goals. Can they be achieved within this time frame?
Let me put it this way. We made a great success with MDG. However, we have not finished or reached the end of all the goals and targets. And we are lagging behind in some areas for a variety of reasons. One thing is the ownership. If you can recall, when in the year 2000, the United Nations and the member states, they are examining the Millennium Development Goals, they were not involved. It was really a product of a group of excellent experts. That was why it took several years for the member states and the national governments to realize these are very important. But this time is very different, because from very start, beginning 3 years ago, all the member states got involved. Now they have their ownership. And if you read through the documents, at least in 2 places, the member states commit themselves to the full implementation of the 2030 agenda. So I'm confident these 17 goals with 169 associated targets will be implemented worldwide.